Most of us take for granted the basic principle of heredity, that an organism's children will look very much like that organism and its mate. The offspring of two giraffes will be a giraffe, or two rhinoceroses will be a rhinoceros cub or colt or whatever, and two redwood trees will have another redwood. All this is easy to predict when the two parents look the same. But what happens when the parents are different? What do the pups look like when a German shepherd mates with a collie? What happens when a blue Persian cat mates with a Siamese? Is it possible to cross wheat with rye? And if so, what would the resulting grain look like? Intuition doesn't give us very good answers to questions like these. As complicated as the study of heredity may be, there are a few simple rules that can explain how many characteristics in many species are transmitted from generation to generation. Let's simplify the problem. We'll consider only one species of organism, the common garden pea plant. We want to be able to mate different strains of peas and observe how their characteristics mix in their offspring. In order to do this, we must meet certain conditions. First, we must have characteristics that we can easily see, measure, and use to distinguish one strain of pea plant from another. Peas have several of these. For instance, height. A strain is either short, about 12 inches, or tall, 4 to 6 feet. Flower color. A particular strain has either red or white flowers. Or seed shape. A particular strain has either round or wrinkled seeds. These unit characteristics, height, flower color, and seed shape, are called traits. Notice that pea plants have very many traits, including ones that do not vary from strain to strain, like possession of roots, green color of leaves, and so forth. The traits that we will find useful for studying, though, are the ones that have alternative forms in different strains, like red and white flowers, short or tall stems, and so forth. Second, we need strains that can be described in terms of these traits. Short plants with red flowers and round seeds, or tall plants with red flowers and wrinkled seeds, for instance. It's especially important for our experiments that these original strains breed true, that is, that their progeny always have the same traits that they do. Finally, in order to study the inheritance of traits, we must understand and be able to control the reproduction of the pea plants. That is, we must be able to mate different strains of peas and know which parents produced which seeds. This is easy. The organs of reproduction in pea plants are their flowers,